Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Like a good time for us to run into some of the other more poignant issues of the day. Gloria Allred is going to join us in a few moments talking about her client or clients that are after Bill Cosby. That ought to be an interesting engagement. I find her quite as, ever since we've probably known each other for 30, maybe 25 years. When she was doing talk radio in Los Angeles, very involved in the Talk Radio Hosts Association, and has done what many people think is was a very difficult job in terms of credibility, establishing her credibility. But you can argue she's the most famous female attorney in the country these days, I think.
You can argue she's the most famous attorney.
Attorney, period. Yes, right. I was about to say that. Yeah, you could. Anyway, she's going to talk with us in a few minutes about the Cosby case. Later on, Dr. Joy Brown here to handle what happens when you get fired from work. I want to say hi to Jesse Lee on Facebook, Pat Kriegel, who are enjoying, I hope, the conversations here. One of the things that I find enjoyable is when we sort of take the shroud off of anything in government that is messy and done poorly. Several examples of that today. For example, a judge has threatened to hold the Commissioner of the Internal Revenue Service, Mr. John Koskinen, I believe is his name, in contempt because the IRS did not produce, as they had been ordered to do, newly recovered emails from the former IRS official Lois Lerner, who got herself into big trouble and said, "Oh, well, we don't have any emails because they all
drive crashed."
Yeah, right.
And good for this judge. You know, he's like, "This is ridiculous. I told you to give me this stuff. You didn't do it. Just because you're the government doesn't mean you don't have to follow the rules like
Judge
everybody else."
Judge Emmett Sullivan ordered the IRS to turn over all these emails and keep doing it every week. The lawsuit came from Judicial Watch. Thereafter, the information, they found out that the IRS had these emails and they want access as well. They ought to be able to get access. The scandal, remember all of the problems. They acknowledged, by the way, they said to the IRS that they were improperly singling out Tea Party folks,
right,
and some of the other right-wing groups for extra scrutiny. It's back to the Richard Nixon days. Let's use the government to get at our enemies. So that's what they did. However, the U.S. District Court produced a requirement, the judge says these people haven't delivered. So you're in contempt if you don't get this stuff to me by Monday. Any further noncompliance, he said, quote, "I will haul you into court and everybody else in the IRS to show cause why they should not be personally held in contempt. I cannot make that any clearer." Good for him and good for them.
Mm-hmm. What do you want to bet this guy shows up on MSNBC or something like that as the hit target of the day?
Yeah, probably.
What, the judge?
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be.
He's some right-wing judge.
Yeah, of course he is. Okay, so now the next bit of incredulity, if that's what it is, has to do
with...
You like that word?
Yeah.
Say it again.
Incredulity.
Incredulity.
It's incredible.
Spell that, please.
Incredulity. I-N-C-R-E-D-U-L-I-T-Y. Why? Incredulity. I've used it in a sentence already.
Oh, there it is. That's actually a real word.
Of course it is.
What?
Doug, you've been using his word of the day calendar, Rich.
The state of being unwilling or unable to believe something.
Right.
It's incredible.
In this case, the TSA, which according to research done by the government, never mind the watchdog groups, is 70% ineffective. 70% of what the TSA does, the government says,
they're doing better than I thought they were,
is a waste of time. because the agents are improperly trained. They're only got $6 billion a year. And, you know, anytime you go through, we all know there are dozens of these guys at each of these entryways. They're standing around doing nothing. They're talking to each other about the union rules or when they get the next vacation, all that baloney. Meanwhile, people are getting through with knives and guns and drugs and you name it. So the TSA has been ordered to retrain the people who are most visible. That is, the agents that are there looking through your bags, looking at the screen, looking into your eyes.
I always wonder what they look for. Yeah. You know, yeah. A lot
they're
of
looking
times,
for a free meal is what they're looking
well,
for.
Well, you were with me when I was abused by a TSA agent in San Francisco, Dougie. I mean, it was like I wanted a cigarette afterwards. It was that far.
How's that feel, Jennifer?
Didn't feel that good. Uh-huh. But what I wonder is a lot of times when I travel, I wear a maxi dress, and for you boys that don't know, that's a long skirt, you know, dress, because they're comfortable, it's kind of easy to move around in, you know, whatever, and it looks nice.
All right.
I have them always pat me down, even when I go to the Xerox machine scanner, they always check my leg for something when I'm wearing a long skirt.
Really?
Huh.
What are they looking for?
Yeah. How you doing?
All right. Maybe we can get... Actually, this would be a good case for Gloria as well.
Yeah.
Right? This would be a good case. Maybe we'll tell her.
She'll want to talk about it.
Gloria will want to get right down to business and get right to talking about the Bill Cosby case. So we'll get to that in a moment. Up next, 13 past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
That's the most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has 5 times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't make high performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with TV host and travel expert Ted Allen. Summer is here, and many of you may be feeling like your finances are standing in the way of your dream vacation. In fact, according to a recent Bank of America survey, 68% of Americans haven't taken their dream vacations yet. Ted Allen, TV host and travel expert.
Dream vacations look different to every traveler. For me, it's about exploring local flavors. This summer, you can win one of 4 incredible trips through Travel and Leisure's Dream Vacation Sweepstakes, brought to you by Bank of America. Enter to win via the Travel and Leisure website. In the meantime, get a head start on planning your own dream vacation by using the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card to earn unlimited 1.5 points per dollar on all your purchases. I love having the flexibility to use my points on more than just flights, so I can savor the flavors of my dream vacation without breaking the bank.
For information on how to win a dream vacation, visit travelandleisure.com/dreamvacation.
Quarter past the hour, 15 after, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer and Richie and I have Gloria Allred. We've just decided, Gloria, that you are the most famous attorney practicing law anywhere in the world. How's that?
Ever.
Well, I don't know about that, but I'm very blessed to be able to, you know, to help to empower victims, and that's what I do, is victims' rights, women's rights, minority rights.
We've had a lot of great conversations.
Denied their rights, and if it's within my area of expertise, I try to help them.
Well, let's get to the heart of the matter, at least the current focus on you and these women who are after Bill Cosby. I've read what you've said. You and I haven't talked for a while. I can hear in your voice, however, or when I look at the words, I can hear you saying what is in print, and it comes out stronger with you saying it than what comes across in print. I'm guessing the Bill Cosby thing. When you first heard this, before you got any clients, what were you thinking?
Well, You know, nothing surprises me because I've been practicing law for almost 40 years. So when I heard the allegations against Cosby, of course, I thought they were very serious. But when women started contacting me, it seemed it was too late for them to do anything in terms of an actual legal case. Too late to have them criminally prosecuted. Too late to file a civil lawsuit against them. So at first, I wasn't going to do anything. But then so many women continued to contact me that I really thought, well, at least I can help to provide them a voice so that they can speak out in the court of public opinion, and that's what they've done, and it's been very, very empowering for them and changed their lives in many ways.
All right, so the judge in Santa Monica says that he's going to set a date for Cosby to give a deposition. You are going to run this deposition? You'll be handling the questions?
Well, what that is we have a civil lawsuit, Doug, on behalf of Judy Hutz. Judy alleges that when she was 15 years old that she became a victim of sexually inappropriate conduct on her by Mr. Cosby at the Playboy Mansion. And Mr. Cosby's been attempting to block Judy's case from moving forward, and she had filed it last December. And his latest effort was before the California Supreme Court, where he was seeking review of the case by the court. But the court last week denied review, and that meant we could move forward with her case. And the next action in her case was that we've been seeking to take his deposition, his testimony under oath. And I just went to court, actually, about 2 days ago, ex parte, because we would like specific dates for his deposition. And the court indicated that he would like Mr. Cosby's deposition and our client's deposition both to take place before September 30th, and that he would like counsel for the opposing party, Mr. Cosby, and myself to agree on some dates, and then the court will decide the order of the deposition. So it's long overdue, really, for Judy to be able to proceed with her lawsuit, to have her day in court, to win justice, and that's what we intend to do. So hopefully by tomorrow, we'll be able to submit some dates to the court, and then at some point very soon, proceed.
So, now, I had heard, Gloria, that actually Bill Cosby had had a room at the Playboy Mansion with his name on the outside of it. That's how well-known he was for his activities over there.
Well, it's well known that he was there frequently, and there are allegations that he was not only in Beverly Hills, where Judy alleges what happened to her happened, but also in Chicago. So
where the heck
the real question is what he was doing when he was there.
All right, Gloria, what's a 15-year-old kid doing in the Playboy Mansion? Isn't there who else is liable besides Cosby? I mean, the people that run the Playboy, what are they doing with a 15-year-old girl?
Yeah, where's Steph in all this? He should be liable too, having a 15-year-old at the mansion.
Well, this is something that, you know, will come out during the course of the lawsuit. But Judy is certainly innocent in all of this. Right now, I mean, the only person that is the defendant in the lawsuit is Mr. Cosby.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But this is serious. This is an allegation of child sexual abuse because she was under the age of 18.
Right, mm-hmm. Exactly. All right, Jennifer had an experience with Bill Cosby. We got less than a minute. I don't know if, Jennifer, you can tell Gloria your experience with Cosby, because it's like the same sort of thing here.
Well, it is. I mean, it obviously didn't go, I don't even want to say that it went that far, but when I met him a few years ago, it was the first time I had met him, and I was backstage at one of his shows, and he invited me to come and to sit down with him, and he told me to sit down next to him on the couch, and he started asking me about my marital status and why I was single, and next thing I know, he was laying in my lap. I mean, it was crazy. I mean, when you first meet somebody, you don't put your head in their lap, but he was laying down on the couch, head in my lap, talking to me about being single and why was I single, and
how many
very
of
interesting.
Have you
I think
heard,
his idea of he doesn't have any
boundaries,
filters. Yeah.
What do you? When you? How many of these stories have you heard, Gloria?
Countless, and I have even more new women still contacting.
Really? All right. So let's keep up on this, because this will be something people are talking about a lot. Good to have a chat with you after a while. We ought not to let it be as long for the next chat. Gloria Allred, representing Judy Huth in the Bill Cosby situation, here with comments as to where the lawsuit is at this moment in time. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here, have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Farmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Time for a review. This is the musical portion. Every hour at this time, we have music in our mind and music on our lips and our tongue. This is a great example of a superb treatment of a great pop song. The Police at the number one position during this week in 1983 with Every Breath You Take. How many people love listening to this song? Crank it up, Richie!
Oh, can't you see? You belong to me. I'm cool, hey. But every step you take.
How do people come up with these tunes? Imagine the brains of the people who have to get this lyric line to go with the music line and have it come out like this. Every smile you make, every channel we watch it. This is a great song.
And they're such an interesting band.
Yeah, they are. Right. All right, Mr. Sting, number one during this week in 83. Let's go to the same week in 1984 for a song that had been number one for 5 weeks.
Maybe I'm just like my father too.
Was he the formerly known as Prince at that time, or is he just
no,
Prince?
He was Prince.
He was just Prince.
All right. This is one of the
Purple Rain.
This song sends me every time I hear it. It's one of the great pop songs of the last 30 years. When Doves Cry. Crank it up, Richie.
You guys are genius.
Ah, another great example of why stuff like this gets to number one. Listen to it. It's not complicated music. Right? It's not. Story's great story. You got the doves. You have the butterflies all tied up, so now I'm using doves to gauge my emotional strength. All right, we go to this week in 1985 now. Tears for Fears were in the number one spot. Song called Shout. Shout it out.
Shout it.
You like this, Jen?
Love it.
Good stuff.
I traded someone my jelly purse for a Tears for Fears cassette.
Yeah, really?
Yes, I did.
Wow, it's amazing you remember that.
The days of mixtapes.
Yeah, I know.
Jennifer, anybody ever make you a mixtape back in the day?
No. And you know what? I want a mixtape. Will you make me one?
Yeah.
And then will you play it on a ghetto blaster?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to make you a mixtape and send it. It's going to be handwritten with all the tracks.
Oh, thanks, Rich. I've always wanted one.
This track reminds me of you.
Oh, he's going to start with I Like Big Butts.
Number one. Keep the songs moving, Richie. Number one. This is 1986.
No.
I was thinking we'd skip this too because I don't like it.
No. Just to tell everybody what we're skipping.
Peter Cetera.
Sorry.
Number one during this week in 1987, Bob Seger. Not the best thing he ever did.
Well,
he was number one. Why?
It was written specifically for a movie.
Oh.
And? Eddie Murphy?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah. That's why I got to be number one, because that movie is so popular.
Now, the next one is an interesting one, Doug.
Yes, Richie.
I've seen Steve Winwood in concert probably 7-8 times in the last decade.
Yeah.
He will not play any of his songs from the 80s.
Yeah.
See, I think that is so stupid, because that's good. The reason he's famous.
It is.
So,
no, the crowd
get over
wants it.
It's not the reason he's famous.
Yeah. It is.
It's the reason he's famous.
Yeah. He stinks. Flush him down the toilet. What a
loser. No, I mean, it was huge.
Tell him and Phil Collins to go on a cruise and never come back.
It was huge.
Number one during this week in 1988. All right. Martika had the number one song during 1989.
Toy Soldier. Oh, yeah.
This would be great for our one-hit wonder contest, which we sometimes play here.
All right, 28 after the hour. This is Doug Steffens' Good Day radio program. Ladies and gentlemen, I have some amazing news for you. You can get ready for the warmer weather with a thicker, fuller head of hair. If your hair is still thinning and there's more hair on the brush than there is on your head, then you need to pick up the phone and call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment from Chamonix, shown to work on the three main causes of hair thinning. It works safely and without any harmful side effects. Results are guaranteed or you get your money back. Provia works for men and women. Safe on colored or treated hair. Call 800-525-8319 to get the pores clean and to have the hair under your scalp start growing again. For a limited time, order now. Mention Doug Steffen and get their powerful super concentrate for faster, more visible results, absolutely free. The number for Provia again is 800-525-8319. Order now and upgrade to priority shipping. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today.
Introducing the newest addition to the Craftsman C3 lineup, the C3 19.2-volt brushless drill driver. A brushless motor means you get 50% more runtime, 30% more power, and a motor life 10 times longer than the traditional brush motor drills. With up to 600 inch-pounds of torque, LED integrated lights, and a Jacobs metal ratcheting chuck to lock bits solidly in place, you'll get even your most difficult projects done fast. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores. Craftsman, made to make.
Looking to become an entrepreneur and purchase your first business? Benetrans Financial has been helping entrepreneurs fund their dreams of business ownership for over 30 years. Whether it's using a retirement plan to buy a business, securing an SBA loan, or utilizing a dozen other options, Benetrans works hard every day to get entrepreneurs the funding they need, quickly, safely, and economically. Speak with a funding expert today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrans.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrans.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0770. 1971. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Stephen, good day program. There's Jennifer.
Hi.
There's Richie.
Hey.
And here's Skippy, also known as Doug and Dudley Stephen.
Skippy. Call you Skippy.
Can I call you that?
Skippy.
Hey, what's up, Skippy?
Hey, Skippy.
We were talking about renaming the show. That would be a twist. Right. Good day with Skippy.
Yeah. Skippy. Yeah. Skippy.
That's fun. Who wouldn't want to listen to a show called Skippy?
Skippy.
Good day.
Right. Skippy's mm-hmm. good day. How about Bruce Jenner or Caitlyn Jenner? Actually, the Olympic torch. Yeah. Well, this goes back to 1984. This part of the drama goes back to 1984 when the Summer Olympics saw Bruce Jenner really take the day. And so now the torch that he / she carried, well, he was a he then, so I think it's he carried, was going up to auction. Item is the first Jenner-related memorabilia to sell since Bruce, formerly Bruce, now Caitlyn, revealed her identity. She has since appeared on the cover of Vanity Fair. I received the ESPY Award for Courage, started her own show on E! Called I Am Kate. Go back to the Olympics. 1984, actually back to 1976, he ran with the torch through Lake Tahoe. The torch originated as a piece of sports history, evolved as a piece of entertainment history, certainly through the Kardashian legacy, and is becoming a cultural phenomenon as he transitions to she. So, the fellow who's put it up, philanthropist known as Bob Lorsch, says $20,000 is fine. I'll take $20,000. Do I hear $21,000? Do I hear 25?
What are you going to do with something like that?
Put it up on your wall with a trophy of a dead lion.
Thank you. Okay, so nothing is what you're
saying.
Maybe
you can have the lion holding the torch.
Yeah, right.
That would be fun. Hey, remember
Who has the money? I mean, there are a lot of people who have a lot of money that want to have something like this just so they can show it to their friends. Look, I got the torch. What'd you say?
Remember, the most collectible Bruce Jenner item would be the Wheaties box, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
With him on it.
Yeah.
So apparently, before Caitlyn made her appearance, the boxes were going for about $10
really?
A pop.
Yeah.
Now they're going anywhere from $200 to $500.
No,
because Bruce is essentially dead.
Yeah. Of course.
Really? Huh. I didn't know that, Reggie.
$500 her best offer. That doesn't mean he'll get it. He's asking it.
$20,000 her best offer.
I might take my Cal Ripken Wheaties box and rip his picture off and put Caitlyn Jenner's on it and see how much
be
I
smart.
Can get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, this
I'll
is going to
put Caitlyn Jenner with Cal
turn
Ripken.
Into nothing but money for her.
How
nothing.
Long do you think it takes before Caitlyn Jenner is on a Wheaties box, by the way?
Again?
You know that's got to be happening soon, right?
Mm.
Did you see the meme going around this week, Jennifer? Doug, I know you wouldn't have seen it. But
thank
it's
you,
Bill Cosby, basically, with long hair and breasts and a Confederate flag dress on, and it says, let's offend everybody.
So, this is a good place for that. I'm happy to offend whoever I can offend, just for the heck of it.
Oh,
not
you never offend anybody on purpose.
No, we don't.
You have no clue what you're saying when you offend people.
It's 38 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, with a focus on space. And people with courage.
Final frontier.
And people who fall out of airplanes and space rockets and live to tell the story.
Or what?
The story of pilot Peter Seibold, who was the pilot of that Virgin Galactic Spaceship 2 that disintegrated. He was in it. He ejected. He blacked out. He awoke and knew that he was way, way, way above the California desert. He tried to activate his backup oxygen. It didn't work. He remembered the jolt of his parachute automatically opening, the sensation of having woken up. He was testifying yesterday before the National Transportation Safety Board about his plunge last fall. His account, the conversation about what he went through. Can you imagine yourself in that position would be my question for you. Spaceship 2 underwent its fourth rocket-powered test flight over the Mojave Desert. It broke apart about 14 seconds after the motor ignited, killed the co-pilot, but this guy lived to tell his story. So, he broke his right leg, four places, broke his collarbone in two places. He had 40 cuts in his body. He was bruised all over his body. He couldn't really see for a while after he landed, but now he's recovered. He landed in a bush, told investigators that he considered the test flight high risk because Spaceship 2 was flying an unproven rocket motor. You think? I wanted to put myself... Have you ever read the stories that came from the original pilots of the U-2, for example?
Yeah, those guys are crazy.
These people, some of them... John Glenn was one of them. I'm trying to remember the other fellow, and I can see his picture. But I want to say Red something, but that's not his name. Chuck... Chuck. What's his last name? He was a pilot. Come on. Yeah, you know who I'm talking about.
No, I don't.
Yes. Yeah, I guess you
well,
do.
Well, you should. That's a failing of our public school system.
I didn't go to public school.
The failure of the private parochial
Catholic. Chuck Yeager.
Yeager. Thank you.
Yeah, no, sir, it's not on my radar.
Oh, you should. Everybody should know this guy.
We all know
about Wilbur Wright and Orville Wright.
Yes, I do.
You know about Alan Shepard, and this guy was one of those.
Yeager was basically thought that he would die at some point during his career.
Yeah, that's what he signed up for. It.
Pretty much expected. Okay, one of these trips I'm going to eat it.
Yeah.
I know Steve Yeager.
Okay, good.
Former catcher for the Dodgers.
She knows Jägermeister.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I know other people whose last name begins with Y, Yingling Beer. What does that do for us?
Sorry, what? That's not how you play.
You need to hook me up with those Yingling guys.
So, Virgin Galactic is trying to soft pedal this sort of news, put in quotation marks, because they're trying to sell tickets to the first trip into space. Richard Branson says, I'll go, and I'll take a bunch of you with me if you'll pay $250,000 a ticket.
Sure.
Who would go? I wouldn't go on the first one.
No.
I'd go after they'd had three
or
four
flights.
Give it
some
time. Yeah. And I'd do a radio program, not probably from space, but...
Well, Doug.
It's a great story. Yes, Richie.
If you really wanted to,
yeah,
like sell a chunk of property or something like that, you could afford this.
Yeah, I could.
Would you?
Well, I expect to do it for nothing because of all the PR I'm going to give him.
No, would you pay?
I might.
Yeah, I see you doing it.
I see me going into one of these. I actually...
Tell those 20 acres over there. I'm going into space.
I've said... I hope I can get more than that for 20 acres. I have said that I would like to be the first broadcaster that went to the moon. There are a lot of listeners who have said that as well.
You could be the first broadcaster that I moon, if you would like. Can set that up for you.
Perfect. That's what we want.
That'll only cost you about 5 acres, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
I went to Vegas with her. It's fun, Doug.
Yeah, I understand. All right. In a moment, as we talk
No joy
about,
in Joytown.
Is Joy here?
No joy in Joytown.
Oh, no joy. Okay. Joy, you see, on vacation. That's this time of year.
Everybody's gone.
The ones who are unreliable are not here. Richie's here. He's reliable most of the time.
No, I'm gone.
Jennifer's here. She's reliable. Right, you're gone next week?
The week after. I'm going to go to Wallops Island, speaking of space.
Are you going away next week or the week after or both weeks?
Well, they're planning a launch at Wallops Island August 11th, 12th, or 13th.
Yeah.
Weather dependent. Right. And so we're going to go down because it's right on the chain of islands, Assateague and Chincoteague, right on the mid-Atlantic coast where the ponies swim across.
Yeah.
So we're going to go down there and then we're going to go down to Wallops and
tourists. Is it hard to find a room down there?
The pony swim is this week. So by then it'll have settled down. I want to see a launch. I think it'd be cool.
I think it would be cool. You're right. Launches are fantastic. 17 before the hour, 43 minutes after the hour. Speaking of fantastic things, you have heard me for a long, 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 long time talk about the amazing effects Genucel has on your face, the eyes, bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. Gonzo when you use Genucel. Platinum dark circle treatment is now added to the impact of those things that they have in their toolbox that will help you get rid of the dark circles under your eyes, the bags, the puffiness lines, that sort of thing. Yep. When you order Genucel at 800-543-9262, which is the original way to get rid of bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes, great feeling to it. It doesn't feel like water or oil. There's a feeling to it that you haven't really felt before. It absorbs the water that's under your skin that causes the bags, the puffiness, and now the platinum dark circle treatment, get rid of all of those flaws so you have that flawless look. 800-543-9262. So, this is what happens. You call that number, 800-543-9262. You order Genucel. They'll send you the platinum dark circle treatment as a powerful add-on. They also will make sure you get free express shipping and a luxury gift as well. All comes together when you buy Genucel at 800-543-9262. The deals are spectacular, and now is the time. Get Genucel, the platinum dark cell treatment, and a free luxury gift with the Genucel at 800-543-9262.
Barrett Jackson returns to Reno, Nevada, August 6th through 8th during Hot August Nights. Hundreds of the most sought-after, unique, and valuable collectible automobiles will cross the auction block. Be a part of the three-day lifestyle event and interview that is Barrett Jackson. Coming soon to the biggest little city in the world, Reno, Nevada. Come on down and check out the Barrett Jackson Cup as well. You can enter, and there's a prize purse of over $100,000. Tickets are available at BarrettJackson.com. That's BarrettJackson.com.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
There may have never been a roaring 20s, not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
I'm a carbon fiber 29er full suspension mountain bike. My owner and I are attached to the hip, literally. Or we were, until the apartment got robbed while he was at his vinyasa yoga class. And the burglar used me to make his getaway. My owner's gonna be uber bummed when he realizes I'm gone. I guess he'll have to find another way to get his daily dose of adrenaline. Maybe he can take up urban beekeeping.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage as well as provide liability protection. Visit geico.com today.
Hi, welcome to Staples. What can I help you find today?
Yeah, hi. I need a new printer. Mine's way too slow.
Perfect timing. This week we've got amazing deals on all regularly priced HP printers in the store. Up to 50% off.
Wow, you're a lifesaver.
That's not all. All HP ink is buy one and get the second half off this week.
Wow, must be my lucky day.
It's your lucky week, but only this week.
Make big savings happen. Make better printing happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers end 8/1/15. 50% discount excludes HP toner and limit 2 per customer. May not be combined with other offers while supplies last. See store or staples.com for details.
Are you ready to be your own boss but don't know where to begin? A franchise allows you to be in business for yourself but not by yourself. Find a franchise opportunity that's perfect for you on FranchiseExpo.com. Browse options, review investment requirements, and search by industry, brand, or location. You're guaranteed to find at least one franchise for sale that you'd love to own. Visit FranchiseExpo.com and make your dream of owning your own business a reality.
Hi, Doug's Good Day program. I have some raw meat for Jennifer.
Yes, please, sir.
I've been talking a lot about the lion. The city council in the City of Angels has voted this week to ban the possession of high-capacity gun magazines.
Yes, they have. So, and why, you ask?
Well, I was about to do that. You can tell me. What's the problem?
Well, the problem was a few years ago, there was a big shooting at University of California, Santa Barbara. Mm-hmm. And the shooter went into the school, I think it was, he was in the dorm area, and used this type of ammo to gun people down. So, of course, instead of dealing with the fact that this guy's a sick nut whack job, they've decided to just eliminate this type of ammunition, these high-capacity magazines.
The county of Los Angeles you're talking about.
Yeah.
So what keeps them from going to the next county and buying one?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Oh. Darn.
So this closes a loophole, so they say.
Yeah.
The ban for the sale of high-capacity magazines in L.A., 10 rounds of ammunition and a clip. That's it. That's a...
So stupid.
So you can only kill 10 people now.
That's it.
Well, that's the thing. It's like the bad guys are still going to do whatever it takes to blow people down. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and did this shooter fall into our category of...
Absolutely he did. Yes, young, 20-something, white guy with crazy eyes.
Took Ritalin and all those things growing up.
And he felt like girls were making fun of him, and so that's why he decided to go and kill people, because he couldn't get a date.
Right.
All right.
So if we just do the mental health laws.
Yeah.
Look at those.
It's the same argument. I'm so tired of it. We don't want to talk about it. It's not pretty. Nobody wants to talk about mental illness, but instead we're just going to take away all the guns.
They think they can fix everything and look good by up there saying, look at this, we've done something, it's fixed now.
Ah, of course.
And it's the easy way out for them.
All right. Ohio man who posted a video of himself petting cougars at the Columbus Zoo.
This idiot. This guy.
This probably didn't go right. I don't know the story, but I'm guessing it went all wrong.
No, he got away. It was fine.
Well, he's okay. All right.
Yeah. But he's fine. But he's going to have to pay a fine because he jumped over a fence illegally to get into the zoo. Not about talking or playing or touching the animals. It's just that he jumped over the fence. He was charged with criminal trespassing, sentenced to 4 days in jail, 2 days were suspended, and now he has to pay a fine. This is the second time this year that a zoo patron there was charged with trespassing. Remember the lady who did the same thing, dropped her two-year-old son in front of the cheetah exhibit?
Yeah, but the kid didn't know what he was doing. Yeah. This guy knew what he was doing.
Yeah, imagine.
Yeah. Where, does anybody have any common sense anymore?
Not anymore. It's gone.
Oh, my God.
This guy should have been eaten.
Yeah, that'd be the end of it, right? The guy, the lions, should have eaten the dentist. That's what should have happened to him. The other lions should be eating him for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
He wasn't eating anybody.
51 after the hour on Good Day.
Buffalo and beagle, alligator, guinea pig, and flea. I would convert in polar bear and python, and I would turn into a kangaroo if people ask.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
TikTok time. Doesn't sound like very technical music or anything, though.
Hold on a minute.
A little bit better. Oh, that sounds technologically connected. Funk Tech with Greg Stebbin. How about we do? We'll change the name of this, Greg, to Funk Tech Time.
I'm all about the funk.
Just talking about Greg.
Who's that
tech guy?
Greg. You should see my tie-dyed T-shirt I'm wearing right now.
Yeah, you are. Look at that.
All right, Samsung has added some power to its latest Android flip phone. I'm getting my new flip phone in a couple of days.
Let's
pretty exciting here on the farm.
Who knew Doug Stephan was a trendsetter when it comes to tech?
Yeah.
But here he is.
99 called it.
Doug flips.
Back.
We all want to flip.
We're
flipping for Doug and our
going
flip
back,
phone.
Going back. I was in an Apple store yesterday and a Microsoft store next to each other in a mall. I'll tell you what my observations were in a matter of moments.
Oh, make us guess.
Not a lot of heavy lifting involved. Well, because of the introduction of Windows 10, I thought it would be interesting. I actually did business in the Apple store. I didn't do any business in the...
You did your business in the Apple
yeah,
Store.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Yes, right.
That's rude.
All right, stand by. We have tech talk.
No students ever been king of the classroom on day one, but with the right gear from Office Depot Office Max, like a new JamSport backpack, a Dell 2-in-1 laptop, and Stellar notebooks, your kid will be walking with varsity-level swagger. That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, buy one, get one 50% off on all HP Inc. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great. Limit 2. Multi-packs count as 1 and save 1.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
All right, let's get to it here. The poll at DougStephan.com about Windows 10, which launched yesterday. Whether or not you're going to get it, I wanted to pass this along to Greg Stebbins, our technology man. 30% said they doubt they would get it. 27% said I'm waiting to hear reviews first. 17% said I already have it. 11% said no, I have a Mac. 15% said probably in the next couple of weeks I'll get this. My guy, and actually you convinced me to get Windows 10 to replace the 8 because you seem to think it's like Windows 7 and may have a chance of actually being better. Am I reading you right?
Yeah, but I don't know that I would tell you to get it today. I might wait a month or two.
I'm not going to get it today.
Yeah.
Okay. I did years. Get a... I got a new flip phone, and I see that Samsung has revealed that it has a sort of new idea when it comes to their flip phone.
Well, so this is interesting. Earlier this week, we were talking about LG having a flip phone called the Gentle.
The Gentle.
And it is a flip phone. You flip it, it has a traditional cell phone.
See, I might use that.
Yeah, but the screen, so it's bigger than a traditional cell phone, and the screen is Android, and it's a touch screen. So it is a smartphone flip phone, and you dial it like you dial a usual phone. It has real buttons instead of dialing on the screen. And lo and behold, a day or two after LG announces this, we find out that Samsung has a phone that frankly looks almost identical as if they came out of the same factory.
Really?
Cosmetically different. A lot of the parts could have come from the same factory.
Yeah,
sure.
Right.
Sure. I mean, some cosmetic differences, but basically the same phone. The specs on the Samsung phone, I think, are better than the LG. But what this tells me, I think, is that there are going to be a lot of phones like this, and I think it makes a lot of sense. There are a lot of good things to like about a flip phone.
Back to the see, I'm a trendsetter.
That's my point. Doug Stephan is the trendsetter.
Yep.
He called it, and we are all following.
There we go.
Doug is the man we follow.
Is the man. Facebook delivering street-beating second quarter revenue numbers. Expenses are growing, though. They're making like almost $3 billion a year in profit.
Remember when they went IPO and the stock tanked and you could have bought it then?
Right.
You should have bought it then.
Right, exactly. That would have been the time to buy it. Duh. All right. And then Twitter, by the same token, is not having a good time.
A little different story.
59 after the hour and good day.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.